Cyber criminals are constantly looking for new avenues to pursue malicious activity for fun and profit, but thanks to defensive actions taken over the last two decades, many vulnerabilities they once exploited are no longer open. In the latest global DDoS attack report from Prolexic, now part of Akamai, we examine one of the largest remaining sources of these vulnerabilities, web services and applications, which can be easily exploited for cybercrime and botnet building. It is very nearly impossible to develop web services and applications with no vulnerabilities, and even such a Herculean effort as would be needed to secure these services could be bypassed by exploiting vulnerabilities in the plugins that many users add to applications to provide additional features. For this reason, widely used open source content management systems, or CMSs, and web server management applications like WordPress, Joomla, and Cloxo make attractive targets for cybercriminals. Exploiting these vulnerabilities for malicious purposes is disturbingly simple. Vulnerabilities in these open source applications are often published publicly on the internet, and attackers can find websites with the vulnerable software versions and configurations they're looking for with a variety of free scanning tools or even a simple Google search. Attackers can then use these exploits to spread malware, infect computers for botnet building, or even infect and subvert the web servers to build powerful botnets, which can then use the server's trusted IP reputation to sneak its DDoS floods past DDoS defense systems looking for malicious traffic. Recent attacks have seen massive DDoS attacks using botnets built entirely through exploitation of web vulnerabilities. The most notorious attack campaign of this type was Operation Abobil, a massive two-year DDoS strike against U.S. banks. The It's Okay No Problem Bro, or BroBot botnet, delivered more than 249 total hours of downtime and was spread almost entirely through abusing security holes in the Cloxo web administration panel, exploiting vulnerabilities to infect servers. The perceived success and notoriety of these attacks in the underground is precisely why we can expect such web-based tactics to be even more popular in the near future. The full Quarter 2 2014 Global DDoS Attack Report, containing more on this topic and many more, can be downloaded for free from the Prolexic website at www.prolexic.com/attackreports.